Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and
Crevo,
the Novos.
Hey, welcome to Thursday. How are we today, guys?
Good morning.
Really
I'm
good.
Great. So, I'm having a great morning.
Yeah, so good. Last night, pickleball, you two?
Yes.
Yeah, went along. Actually, surprisingly, pretty good.
Yeah, Jade, you've been away for a few weeks and came back, absolutely smashed it.
I thought I was going to be a rookie.
Because I think there were sponsorship reps down there looking for new
scouting.
Well, we say that, but there was also two newbies, like new brand new people there, and they probably made us look really good.
Yeah, probably. So, that
it
doesn't
honesty.
It make you feel good though? Because you know, once upon a time, you guys picked up your pickleball racket for the very first time, stars in your eyes. But now look at you, newbie start, and you're thinking, oh, look at these
doing
guys.
Okay, we're teaching
good.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a step up in the world.
Coach Jay.
Now you know how the others felt when you guys rocked up for the first time. And they were like, who are these two?
Oh,
they're just wasting our time.
Yeah, playing really lightly so that we don't get, you know, too offended.
Guys, I've got to tell you, I went for dinner last night. Best pub food in Newcastle. Big claim. The Mary Ellen in Merriweather.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Ellen Merriweather.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, my God.
Gone past it.
What did you have?
So I had...
can I guess?
Yeah, go.
Burger?
Yeah. I had a fillet steak burger, but I also had pulled beef on it, like beautiful crispy onion rings, two layers of cheese, lettuce... Sriracha aioli for the chips. It was just delicious and very reasonably priced. So
really?
Hot tip, you know, it doesn't look the part from the outside, but let me tell you, it's got the goods on the inside.
Right, okay. Red hot crap.
Yeah.
I actually just put Mary Ellen into Google because I was like, oh, I haven't been inside before. Yeah, you want to see the inside. I'm like, where'd Maddie sit last night? But I hit images and it just brings up this creepy little girl from like... the 18th century.
Oh, she was there.
Haunting it.
Haunting the place.
She brought the food out. Love her.
A waitress in black and white? How's that happen?
Guys, things were a bit awkward at the gym for me on Tuesday when I was with my PT. He told me...
Is it a him wanting your personal number situation?
No. Really great guy. He's great. I love him. Love Lucky. But he told me that something awkward sort of happened within his family. His sister's dating someone with the same name. And we sort of discussed it and got a little bit weird. So I'll tell you a little bit more in a sec.
Okay, right now, Jesse J. Domino kicking off your Thursday morning with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 10 past 6 at New FM. Good morning. Morning, you're with the Nova. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13 minutes past 6 on 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And I love my PT. He's really good, Lockie. And
what's so good about him, Jay? Tell us more about
Lockie.
You know
what? He makes me laugh. And that's the thing. He does. He's a nice guy.
Does he look like Lockie from Survivor / The Bachelor?
Yeah, actually, the blonde, blue-eyed version, just with
so
glasses.
So looks nothing like Lockie from The Bachelor.
Does he have the same, like, is he really tall and built?
He's not really, I wouldn't say he's really tall. He's sort of the average height.
Okay, like Ben's height?
He's got a nice physique.
Tall, like beautiful eyes?
Yeah, he wears...
Six-pack?
He does wear glasses. I think he's hiding one under there. I haven't seen you
like
his shirt
the,
off.
Like the floppy singlet?
He wears just his work shirt. But I have not that, you know, I'm going there just to check him out and paying for his company.
I wasn't suggesting that by any means, but since you're bringing it up.
You know, when going back to my days as a swimmer, when a guy sometimes wears a shirt and they sort of have that swimmer's physique with the shoulders
triangle.
I think he's got the V.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I'm assuming. Okay? Right.
I've got a more fitting music bed here. Continue.
Yep.
But anyway, he says, someone walks past, he goes, oh, g'day. He's like, oh, that was just my sister. I was like, oh, cool. Turned around and gave her a wave. He's like, yeah, she's here working out with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh. And he goes to me, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, do you think it's weird that his name's Lockie? I said, yes. 100% it's weird. That's your name. So his sister, his name's Lockie. His sister's dating a guy called Lockie. And I was like, too weird. I'm sure the boyfriend's nice, but in sexy times, sometimes...
Very awkward.
If you like calling out someone's name, it is very awkward. And anyway, I said
especially
that.
Especially if they're living together.
I said that, and he goes, okay, let's not talk about my sister anymore. he's like, get back on the rack. And I was like, oh, okay. Said something wrong there.
He just doesn't want to be thinking about his sister and sexy times. Yeah. That's a reasonable request.
I get that, but don't ask the question. I'm going to go there. You know,
yeah.
It's true.
This is crazy, but I've actually got a friend who's married someone with the same name as his sister. So it's the same thing, but the opposite sex.
I just couldn't do it.
So they're both, and in my opinion, they look really similar. I've shared this with other people and they're like, oh, no, no, no. But you can tell they also realise that.
The human subconscious, very interesting thing, isn't it? Because I don't think he, in this case, would have literally gone and looked for someone similar.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. I mean, it's what you grow up with. I think it's you're a product of your environment in these situations.
They're a bit different in height.
Yeah.
But I reckon... Other than that, they look really similar. Like if you had, so his sister is taller.
Yeah.
If she was standing like on a couple of phone books, and then you took a photo from like the belly up, really similar.
Yeah.
I love
and
that.
The same name.
Well, there you go, Jade. Deep and meaningful chats with Lockie the PT.
Interesting to meet him through the show.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll pop up again.
Hey, guys, up next, we are playing Lads versus Lasses, Men versus Women. Now, we've got the leaderboard up here, and yet again, we're on a tie. 4 apiece, so we need someone to break this tie. We've got two sets of questions, one for the girls, one for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to get the most right, and you could be walking away with a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park.
Awesome prize.
Come on, ladies.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's do this.
One guy, one girl. Give us a call right now. 13-1009 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Lads versus lasses right now on offer, a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. This is the game where you need to defend your honour for your gender, whether you're a man, woman. Let's make this happen. We're on 4 apiece at the moment. So if you are a lad, you need to really win this for us boys today. Come on.
We can't
on.
Have the lasses getting out in front. It's too much.
No, Jade gloats too much. Let's go to Brad. Hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, Brad. What are your plans for the weekend?
Probably working.
Oh, no. What if you win this Oakvale Wildlife Pass?
Oh, I'll probably go to that then.
All right, that sounds actually, good.
I didn't expect you to switch it out, but hey, you live fancy-free in the world, don't you?
Cool. Do a sick-sicky. Pull a sickie. All right, Brad, let's see if you've got it in to win, all right? Here we go. Disport is used for what?
A what, sorry?
Disport is used for what?
Nah, sorry.
No. No.
Okay, that's right. It's actually used
for your face
facial like fillers.
Sorry, Brad. Should have known that, Brad. Come on.
Sorry, Brad.
What are you doing, bro?
Okay, question number 2. Carmex is a famous brand of what?
Makeup.
No, sorry.
Lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
Famous on the show.
It's
actually
really good. Okay. Last question.
Please get one. Come on.
The show 13 Reasons Why is streamed on what platform?
Stan.
Total wipeout.
Oh,
hold the line, though, Brad, because our last might get them all wrong as well, and then we'll go to a coin toss, so just hang on there for
all
us.
All right, let's see how we go.
I've never met anyone who wants to work on a weekend so much.
Mrs. is listening. I better get them all wrong. Debbie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, really Debbie. Good. All right, so obviously you don't have to do too well, but you have to get at least one right to win here, right?
Okay,
here we go. Question number one. What animal is on the TUI's new logo?
Is it a deer?
Will we take deer?
It's not really.
It is actually.
It is?
Yeah, it's just a male deer. It's a stag.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, you already won.
You already won, but we'll do the rest of the questions for a bit of entertainment, all right?
Yay.
Bye, Brad.
All right, let's see how you go with the rest of them. Who won last night's super welterweight title fight in Townsville? It doesn't matter. You don't know. It doesn't matter. Okay, who is the captain of
Tim Sume?
Who is the captain of the Newcastle Knights?
Oh, nobody.
Who?
Mitchell Pearce. Unfortunately,
I'm
you're wrong.
Nice.
It doesn't matter, though.
That's all right. You're still a winner.
All right, one more gold star for the last.
Good stuff, yay.
How disappointing.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, I fell parked. Here we come.
I'm so glad.
Enjoy your day, Debbie. Congratulations.
Thanks for coming on the show.
If you want to play Lads vs. Lasses, you've got to book your spot in. Hit us up on Facebook. There's a meme there, or Instagram. Hit us up in our DMs.
Yeah, even just give Jackson a call. 13 10 09. He'll book you in as well.
Very good. News time with Hamish. Minutes away. It's 6:29 with the Novos. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Hey, Jade, how was Coco's birthday yesterday? I did notice she got lots of love on Facebook. She did like a little grid photo with a million and one photographs pictures from over the years.
She did. She had a great 12th birthday. Actually, there's some audio in your folder. I literally just walked back in the studio.
Oh, nice.
Because I recorded Coco's birthday yesterday, treated her some chicken nuggets.
From McDonald's, disgusting. Bad pet owner.
She was in her element.
Ring the shame bell. You can't feed dogs chicken nuggets, Jade.
You can,
yeah, I'll be fine.
Here we go.
This is a birthday girl. You are, aren't you? And look what we got for you for your birthday.
Nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, Coco. Chicken nuggets for Coco. Yay, everyone gets nuggets.
Ruben? Coco, over here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy 12 years old today. Yummy chicken nuggets and burgers.
What a celebration.
Wow.
You really went above and beyond.
I thought you got enthusiastic on this show. When you're at home doing the birthday show, it's even better.
Yeah,
and they all get the nuggets.
They did.
Yeah, you couldn't help yourself. The whole idea of treating Coco on her birthday is giving her alone the chicken nuggets.
Well, she got extra treats yesterday when I got home as well.
So basically, all you did is gave her a few extra liver treats and that's it.
Aww.
No cake.
Love. She got some alone time.
Oh, alone time.
Little snuggles and stuff.
Are you like the bachelorette and the dogs are like the bachelors, and you get like your little alone time?
I locked the other two out of the bedroom. I was like...
Coco, you get the golden liver treat.
It's time for your date.
I did. And I was like, it's just Coco today. And I just brought Coco in. And
the others two are wondering why.
Yeah, probable things. But it was Coco's day.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Coco enjoyed it.
Very good.
I guess. Hey, up next, speaking of liver treats, it's time for Beat the Meat.
Oh, it's back, yes. Yeah.
So, of course, it's our Beat the Bomb style competition, except with sausages. All you got to do, call up 131009 and then beat the meat with us.
Very good. Playing after Goo Goo Dolls, this is Slide with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. 6:39, currently 3 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. You very simple. It takes under 10 minutes. Once you get to the site, scroll down a couple of times and there's a big banner there. This is Rate the Music. $80 Stacks vouchers up for grabs. Guys, it's time to play Beat the Meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
All right, this is so simple. It's basically Beat the Bomb, but with sausages, all thanks to Singo's. We've got a big pile of sausages here in the studio, and we just got to... You play along until, well, hopefully it doesn't explode, and you get to take them home for your barbecue.
We've just put some dynamite through them.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's a simple competition set up.
A dream. I want to light it.
You love fireworks.
The satisfaction of like setting some dynamite alight would be great.
Hey, well, it's all going to happen right here. So we've got Jason, is it? How
Hello.
You doing?
Hey, g'day, how are you?
Good, Jace. How are you, mate? What's on for your day?
Didn't have to work for the day.
Very good. Are you in the car at the moment?
Yeah.
Excellent. Where are you on the roads?
Near Anna Bay.
Nice one. Oh, how's it out there this morning? Cold?
It's cold, yeah, but it's beautiful. It was the first time, you know.
Mm. Nice. That car crash out there yesterday, it was absolutely devastating. I'm sure the community's very heartbroken out there.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that this morning.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. Stay safe on the roads. All right, have you heard this game before, Jace?
I have.
You got to scream stop before the bomb goes off. Shall we do it? Here we go. One sausage, three sausages, five sausages, nine sausages, 13 sausages, 19 sausages, 23 sausages, 24 sausages. Jason,
sorry.
You've missed out.
Mate.
Can't help you. You just got a bit too greedy.
Sorry, man. Beat the Meat lives another day. This has not happened before.
No, it hasn't actually.
People usually get in there and they're not so greedy, but...
You know what? Third time's a charm. Friday, tomorrow might go off.
Possibly. Great for the weekend as well, actually.
Yeah.
People love beating the meat, but sometimes they just can't. Can't get a result.
Well, it's true. It's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. Their prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And, guys, we had a chat yesterday to Jeff from Parkland Car and Dog Wash because you would have seen the viral video of, someone getting a hose down at the car wash. It was very full on to watch and fun.
He was naked.
It was Starkers. His mate was completely nude and he got the power gun and was hosing him down. So we got Jeff on the phone to find out what else goes down at car washes. I think you'll be surprised.
In demand celebrity old Jeff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Really hard to secure a chat with
almost
him.
Almost said no.
People calling him from New York. Dublin.
He's like, not again. I said, come on, we're an Aussie radio station.
Get behind
one
the
more.
Local, she says. 6:46, chatting to him next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Benny, Civil Only, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Very nice, 21 degrees on the coast at the top today. Sunny, it's warming up, guys.
Oh, it is. Oh,
so good.
Can't wait during the day.
So hot in the night. Like, I almost stripped off the other night. It was that hot.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, like...
No need for all that dirty talk.
No, well, because I had my bed socks on, my flannel pajamas, and all the blankets.
It was like that guy that stripped off at the car wash.
Exactly. And we're joined by Jeff. He's the owner of this car wash where basically this guy got naked and got washed at the car wash.
Okay, let's chat to him.
Jay, Maddie and Krivo.
We are joined now by the owner of that very car wash. His name is Jeff from Parkland's Car and Dog Wash. Mate, I guess you must be blown away by the attention that this story has gotten.
I am, yeah. It's good when customers come up, they've shaken hands and laughing about it. So it's a very jovial atmosphere down here.
I can imagine.
So for those who don't know, basically there was these two larrikins. One guy, completely stark, is just covering his dong, and then his mate had the power hose and was just spraying him up and down and recording it on his phone. God, that must have hurt.
Oh, yeah, the power of the jets. But it all started off in the automatic lane. He paid his money, he got in the automatic lane, he threw his car clothes away, and then the machine started its first cycle.
Oh, my God, that sounds like a bit dangerous because they hate to there's chemicals and stuff in there, right?
Yeah, that's right. The first cycle's designed to get rid of organics, so it wasn't a great idea.
So you work at a car wash. Have you ever considered any of this sort of gear yourself?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be came. Just the jets are so powerful, the violence sort of...
Violence.
Now, Jeff, a customer is a customer. Now, I've got a great business proposition for you right now. You need to build a new lane with less aggressive jet hoses and maybe, you know, some non-caustic chemicals. You could actually make some money from this.
I could and have a live feed.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, I'm doing renovations at the moment. I don't have a bathroom, so I'm looking for places to shower all the time. So something like that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? It'd save a lot of time.
Hey, Jeff, out of curiosity, has there been anything else sort of bizarre that you've seen at your car wash?
No, not really. Just we haven't had anyone jumping in the dog bath yet, but... nothing to surprise me from now on.
Because I was adamant. I was saying to Maddie and Kruber, I was like, surely there's bizarre stuff happening all the time at car washes. Like people, I don't know, like washing a giant panda if they had one. Like toys, anything.
A panda?
Like, I don't know. Like anything.
That's just
like,
as cooked as the guy that got washed by the cars.
Has anyone set up a tent and given it a hose down? There's got to be bizarre people out there washing odd things. Well,
we have the boys come with their toys, the young fellas, they get their new four-wheel drives, they often park next to each other and jump from one to the other.
And so it's like a
playground on wheels.
Awesome.
There you go. Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, Jeff. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, maybe work on that business idea of the human car wash or make a fortune.
I hope so.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo, the Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Krivo. The Novos.
Oh my God, chatting to Hamish this morning about that obviously big boxing match last night. What major shade Tim threw at poor old Jeff Horn. This is a young man's sport.
Yeah, I know.
Tim Zoo threw.
What's his name? Mary Fleather Lloyd? Whatever his name is.
Sorry, what? No.
Mary Fleather. What's his name?
I'm going to let you have a go at this.
Mary, Floyd Merriweather.
He didn't beat Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
He beat Jeff Horn.
He was in his 40s when he took out what McGregor. So
Jay, different.
He would disagree.
Sports.
Is it?
Oh no, that was boxing as well too. Yeah.
I still love Floyd Merriweather.
I love how you brought him back local.
He's a guy from Merriweather. See him at the Mary Ellen every time.
I tried.
Hey, it was fun. I enjoyed the ride a lot.
Grevo, how's your little godson going?
Doing great, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you last see him?
When we had a little holiday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they came from Perth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so interesting. You were chatting about this yesterday here at the show, about the weird obsession that he's got at the moment. And kids tend to do this a lot. They see something and it can be the most basic thing ever, but they become totally engrossed and obsessed with it. And in this case, your godson has become obsessed with taking rubbish out of bins and then putting it back in. Is this right?
Yeah, or like just if there's... He'll be asking you if you've got something.
Yeah.
Wanting to put it in the bin. Like just in advance for some reason. I think he likes the... almost the basketball aspect of, like, getting it in, like, throwing it in and getting it in.
And then getting back out and putting back in.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Like, he just loves putting stuff in bins.
You know what? The planet's in good hands, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, what cartoons is he watching? Because they're doing
Captain
a good
Planet.
Job programming him.
I remember another friend's kid who just got completely obsessed with wheels, except, so he believed anything that spin... like spun around,
yeah.
It was like a fan. So he'd point to a wheel on a car and he'd be like, there's another fan. Everything that was round and spinning was a fan.
That's so cute.
That is adorable.
What we thought we'd do this morning, 131009, what unusual thing is your child obsessed with?
Yeah. This is the sort. Maybe it was in the past, like it's happened before, but and you just remembered these little stories, these anecdotes.
Yep, the lines are open right now. 131009, give us a call right now. Three doors down. Kryptonite at 105.3 New FM. It's 7 past 7 with the Novos. Good morning. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. 10 past 7, 131009 this morning. We're talking the unusual things your kids are obsessed with. Around the team, Jade, you first. When you were a kid, what were you totally obsessed with?
I was obsessed with a toy hammer. And
a toy hammer?
A toy hammer. It was electric blue and it was plastic. It's all completely plastic. And, I was obsessed with my hammer. Took it with me everywhere. And to the point where one day, Shane, my next-door neighbour, we'd trade Hubba Bubba, the chewing gum, through the fence. It was a hole in the fence. And he tried to rip me off with a half a piece of, chewing gum of the Hubba Bubba. Hmm. And it was naughty, but I hit him on the head with my hammer through the fence. Yeah.
For me, it was a toy chainsaw that my, a family friend made out of wood. But it was very, painted up,
what's
very
with the
realistic.
What's with the tools?
I don't know.
I just absolutely loved it. And there's a great photo my mum took where my dad's holding the real chainsaw and I'm holding the toy one.
Oh, you guys are kindred spirits.
Exactly.
I had the Thomas the Tank Engine whistle, which drove my mother insane for, 3 years. It was just 3 years of me, around the house. So funny. All right, let's go to the phones.
Alana, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what's your kid obsessed with or was obsessed with?
She was and is obsessed with Beanie Boos and Beanie Kids.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
They are all the rave. Beanie Boos are, you can get them in all different sizes. They can come in clip-ons for bags. They can come in purses and slippers. And the Beanie Kids, they come in different. You can get queens and mermaids and those kinds of things. It started out as a reward for my daughter because she wouldn't go to school. And it's come to bite me on the bum because now I've got over 300 of these things and
300?
She wants them all the time.
Oh, my God.
Alana, I mean, the obvious question here is, how much money has this cost you over the years?
I can't say that on air. I'll have to tell you later.
Okay.
Wow,
can I ask, how old's your daughter now?
She's now 10.
10. And are you still buying her these?
Yes, I am, but not as a reward. She gets them usually once a month or something like that. It is still kind of a reward, but she used to get one every week. So that's why we have so many.
Alana, I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark here. Over $3,000.
Yeah, probably. About that, yeah.
Wow.
Price of a small second-hand hatchback.
Make sure you keep on to them, because those things end up becoming collectibles years down
the
track.
That's the plan, to keep them in, pass them on.
Don't play with them, don't touch them. Thank you, Alana.
Thank you. Going to Jenna, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey, welcome to the show. So, was it you who was obsessed with something or your child?
No, it was my daughter. She turned 3 a few months ago, and forget the birthday presents, she was obsessed with her birthday cards to the point where she would carry them around in a little gift bag, and people would have to go out and buy just random cards, or we'd have to pick one up in the food shopping to give to her.
You know what? Not bad, because cheaper than those Beanie Boos from our last call.
Easy to store too, flat.
You know what, though? Honestly, supermarket cards are expensive. Like, you're paying like $6-$7. You need to do a Jade and go to the dollar shop and get some pretty good dollar shop cards.
Or, better yet, buy a scrap paper and stuff, and she can make her own cards.
Well, we've just kept all of these ones, and hopefully we'll get to use them for other birthdays and other people. So they won't go to waste.
4 becomes 14 if you put a 1 in front of it. There's a life hack.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so cute.
Permanent markers. Yeah, exactly. Wonderful things. Thank you.
Aren't they what?
Sally, hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Tell us, what is your kid obsessed with?
He is obsessed with floss.
Like dental floss?
Sorry?
No, sloths. The
sloths.
Animal.
Sorry.
I'm like, oh, what a deadly healthy kid.
Of all the animals on the planet, your kid is obsessed with sloths. How did this originate?
I'm not really sure how it started. He got a sloth for his birthday, and now he just has a whole family of them and sleeps with.
They're very cute animals, I reckon.
They are pretty cute.
You're actually lucky that he's into sloths and you didn't, like, have him down the track, because sloths are in at the moment. There's lots of sloths products, whereas when I was growing up, there wasn't as much sloth gear getting around.
I think because
they're trending.
Yeah, it's trending now.
They're on one of those Frozen
Ice Age.
I knew it was one of those movies.
I think it's one of those products as well. The internet's helped create. There are so many sloth memes out there, and this is really interesting, Sally, because I did read your comment on our Facebook page last night. And tell us the nickname that he has for himself.
Okay, so he has a sloth suit. Like a onesie that he wears to bed, and it has a little sloth face that flops over your forehead.
Yeah.
And he sets himself up in bed with his family of sloths. And you've got Jeffrey, who's the big sloth. You've got little Jeff, there's George. And he calls himself the Sloth King.
Oh, the Sloth King. That is so cute.
Move over, Tiger King. The Sloth King is here.
Oh, amazing.
How old is he, Sally?
He's 8.
Oh, I love that. The Sloth King.
The Sloth King of Newcastle. What a great story.
Thank you, Sally. I love that. Oh, it makes me want to have kids. It really does.
You will one day.
One day. Hey, what's the goss up next, Jackson?
Yeah, so I've got details on what Ellen Pompeo thinks about watching herself on Grey's Anatomy for 15 years, because she's been on that show for so long.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going. It's up to its, like, 15th season.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's like The Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah, you can't kill that thing.
Also, too, I don't know if you remember ex-Disney star Bella Thorne, but she's made a whole heap of cash overnight, and I'm going to tell you exactly how.
Ooh. Thank you for that. Coming up next, it's 16 past 7 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Jackson's here. Now, Jade has her notebook and pen out because I believe you've got a money-making scheme for us.
Yes.
Look, Jade, I don't think you're going to want to jump on this one. So, I don't know if you remember Bella Thorne, but she's an ex-Disney star. Now, the reason I've chucked her in What's the Goss is because she's 22 years old, and times are obviously tough in Hollywood because everything's shut down. So, she's jumped on OnlyFans overnight.
Oh.
Want to take a guess at how much she's made from selling some X-rated content? In a 24-hour period, by the way.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
24 hours.
$100,000.
Okay. Mm.
Ex-Disney, maybe, I don't know, $65,000?
50 grand.
$1.4 million.
What?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy amounts of cash?
$1.4 million in 24 hours. Have you seen any of the pictures?
No, I have not had a look at it, but she's charging $27 a month.
That's a month,
right? She's basically signed up maybe 300,000. 300,000 people.
Yeah, just close to 400,000 people have jumped on there.
She's only 22 years old.
Yeah, 22 years of age. You wonder, right, because she had quite a big career in Hollywood. What's this going to do to it after?
But so 300,000 subscribers.
Mm.
So over a 12-month period, that's going to be crazy money, isn't it?
Amounts of cash.
Jeez, how much was it a month?
$27.
Yep. I'm just doing the math now on it. Basically, she's going to be, oh my God, close to 100 million? Mm. I think I have that right.
Big amounts of cash. Per year.
Well, hey, if you're earning that much money, never have to make a movie ever again.
Probably just need to do 1 year.
It's almost worth it.
And I mean, retire at 23.
They don't always have to be like naked pictures. They're basically just pictures and content that are too racy for the likes of Instagram.
Yeah, so I have a friend actually that does OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And she does not get naked on there, but she does lingerie stuff, but her sort of niche is she just whispers random sentences. And people pay to see this. It's crazy. I feel like no one would subscribe to my OnlyFans.
I wonder how many videos they have to upload, do you know?
Well, it's a subscription model, so I mean, yeah. I think maybe once a month. So, they'll generally promise, like on OnlyFans, like how often they'll post.
Mm.
Yeah. So, random sentences. Yeah. That's a weird one.
I just can't believe that she's going to get almost $100 million this year for that.
Big amounts of cash. talking about big amounts of cash, right? So, Ellen Pompeo, who of course plays Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy, that show has been going for 17 seasons.
Wow.
I love it.
I really love Grey's Anatomy. I dip in and out of it every now and then. But she's opened up on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, about the worst thing that she can sort of relate to being on the show for that long.
To watch myself age from 33 to 50 now on screen, that's not so fun. You really see it because I'm in the same clothes, right? I'm in the same character. The way I see myself aging is, you know, that's a motherfucker.
Wow. I love her.
I really love Ellen Pompeo. She's very honest because she, of course, opened up too about why she stayed on the show for so long. And she said that she really chose like that family work-life balance because she's getting a huge amount of cash. So she's like, I'm not going to chase creative roles in movies if I'm pretty locked down here. But she's also opened up about when she's going to call it quit.
Having done what we've done, to leave while the show is still on top is definitely a goal.
So I think she's out of there soon. But
yeah, wow. Good on her. Like, honestly, like, why? I like it when someone's comfortable in their work. Yeah, and they just stay there.
And she's season one of the only 20. Ones to not leave as well. I mean, Katherine Heigl, Patrick Dempsey, they've all been through it and they've all been kicked off because they're hard to work with.
Yeah,
so.
And look at their careers. Like, they have had a couple of movies after they left, but nothing since. So, really, Meredith, I wasn't calling her a character. She's doing good.
Do you think there's an aspect of her looking at her former colleagues who've tried to become massive movie stars and have not? She's gone, you know what, I'm comfortable earning $15 million a year doing this.
Doing this, pretty chilled, is what you know.
Well, I mean, she's worth $40 million, and then you've got Katherine Heigl who left, and she's worth $20 million, so that's a big sort of
big difference.
Gap.
Bella Thorne this year, $100 million. Unbelievable. I love that.
Thank you, Jackson. News time with Hamish coming up next at 7:28. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
Guys, you've got to give this guy a round of applause. Local legend Craig Clark, who swam 36 kilometres yesterday from Cathos to Nobby's.
Wow.
It took him 12 hours raising money for Beyond Blue. 55 years old. Who says you can't do anything when you, you know, get into your 50s? Incredible job.
Just amazing. Huge effort.
So, obviously, COVID screwed him going over to swim the English Channel. So, he's thought, you know what? Let's do it right here at home. So, we're going to chat to him after 8 o'clock. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
I wonder what he, like, if he's got any sharks or anything. In the
Well, is that how far the English Channel is, 55Ks? Must be.
Well, it depends. There's different parts of different widths, but I'm not exactly sure. But I'm sure he measured it. I'm sure he figured it out.
Yeah.
Now,
Good on him.
You just, when you see him coming out of the water at Nobby's, it's just such a great moment. Yeah. 12 hours, he would have been so wrinkled up. Imagine his body.
Well, he'd been in a really long bath.
Here's something interesting, actually. Yeah. The shortest part between England and France,
yeah,
from Calais to Dover, is actually just over 33 kilometres. So it's actually done
more than the shortest part.
No, good job. There you go. Can't wait to chat to him. Jay, we're doing Say Thanks with Flowers next.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have a chat to someone who's nominated someone very dear to them in their life. So,
oh, beautiful.
Very good. We'll meet them next. Right now, love this song. Classic, All Saints, Never Ever. 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say Thanks with Flowers.
This is where we get to give back to someone who's just an incredible human being. You can say thank you to anyone in your life for any reason, and there's just so many good people in the world. That's why I love this segment, because we get to hear the good stories. And right now we're joined by Karen, who wants to nominate a very special person in her life, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for joining us. So tell us why you'd like to nominate Jeff.
Okay, well, over a month ago, his only sister passed away.
Oh,
it's been quite hard on him and his mother and the rest of the family, as they were all so close.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let him know that he's loved and cared for, and that it was his loss also, and that he's appreciated.
That's so beautiful. What's your relation to Jeff, Karen?
He's my fiancé.
Oh, wow. That's, you guys must be going through such a hard time at the moment. How's he coping? I mean, it's so hard, especially a lot of blokes, they don't necessarily like sharing their feelings or, you know, showing their emotions. Is he dealing okay, or...?
He's a closed book, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, that's why I want the one I want. Some flowers or something. What do you send a bloke?
Oh, yeah. That's
you know, and it is oftentimes just about the gesture, so that they know, look, you're thinking of them and you understand that it's a tough time that's being had at the moment.
And of course...
Well, and she was so young as well.
How old was she, if you don't mind?
Just turned 52.
Wow, and she has two young children, 25 and 15, two daughters. So Jeff's obviously taking on that role now, you know, taking them on as well. Yeah. Look, that's a beautiful story, and it's such a tragedy. But you know what? We're going to send the flowers out to you, Jade. It's an amazing story.
So congratulations, Karen. I guess I don't, like, we're going to give you these flowers to pass on to Jeff and say thanks to the flowers. Fresh posy, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Just head to theposypost.com.au.
Perfect. Coming up next, Crevo, Russell Crowe dramas continue.
Yeah, that's right. So we're switching gears a little bit because a long-time listener of the show got in touch with us after she realised a fake Russell Crowe impersonator was trying to catfish her, romance scam her on the internet. And we've decided to have a bit of fun with this guy, string him along and scam him back, basically, or at least, you know, have a bit of fun with what he's trying to do. So I've got some updates, some messages he sent back. These are hilarious. You want to stick around for
7:43
this.
7:43 with the Novos.
Good morning. Save Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
7:53.
Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
This is going to be a little bit of fun.
That's right. A long-time listener of the show, Karen, has gotten in touch with us because a fake Russell Crowe impersonator is trying to romance scam her, sent a few messages to her, and she said she came to us and said, hey, can you do something with this? Maybe string this guy along and sort of scam him back, if you will. And we went, opportunity accepted. Yes, please.
Russell Crowe Connect is his Facebook name.
That's right. So just yesterday, there was a few messages going backwards and forwards. And what I love about Karen, she's really taken this role of scamming the scammer to heart,
Right? Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so she's really been, like, fishing him and reeling him in as we go. I'm going to just run through some of the messages. So there was a bit of to and fro, backwards and forwards of sort of introduction stuff first, just to how you're going. And then Karen said, I'm good, Rusty. How are you? He then says, I'm fine. Where are you from? They do the chat, that sort of thing. And then Russell Crowe Connect, the fake Russell Crowe, really starts to ratchet it up a few notches. And comes out with this absolute belter of a message. And this is one message, keep in mind, right?
Okay.
He says, well, I know you are someone who believes that love exists and comes from the Lord. And you are ready to open a new book with me. I want you to take me as I am designed by God. Not great with grammar. And not change me into something else. Okay, all right. He's basically not wanting to, I guess, be altered by the person.
Yeah.
Well, not become a good person and not scam
people. I don't know when that's happening. He says, I am pretty experienced. I know what I desire from life and from a woman. I'm not into games or flirting. Well, if you're not into games, why are you scamming? Life is short and we need to make the best out of it. And then he gets into his hobbies and what he likes out of a relationship.
Oh, my God.
I like to cuddle up and watch romantic movies.
Love, who doesn't?
Well, who doesn't? Exactly right. Love kissing in both private and public places. Just to cover off all the kissing
bases.
Just
a little clue. So kissing in public, probably a bit taboo over in Uganda or something, or wherever this guy's from.
Yeah, I'm guessing Ghana. So that's Ghana, that's the scamming capital of Africa. Yeah. And then he says, but for now, baby, you still have our relationship between us. They've only been talking for one day and he's already in love with her. And then he goes on to say, and also because I want the world to know I have found my soulmate. So quick to soulmate.
Do you know what's devastating is that people get sucked into this crap.
I know. He then goes on to say, this is all one message, keep in mind. I like lots of together time, and I also don't mind spoiling you with gift for no reason. The old gifts for no reason. But generally spending about you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about, spending lots of money, I guess. Russell Crowe is, after all, very rich.
Terry Irwin would not be happy.
No, not at all, to know that Russell Crowe hyphen Connect is cheating on her.
With that Karen.
Well, he was meant to be dating bloody Terry Irwin, so...
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, that's the latest update. You know, Karen keeps sucking him in.
I love Karen.
I know.
It's so great.
She keeps sending us all the messages, and I'll keep bringing you the highlights.
It's 7:57 with the Novos News Time up next. And Claire off The Bachelor last night, guys. So we're going to be chatting to her after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
The Bachelor in full swing, guys. Lockie, of course, surrounded by beautiful women. Two more kicked off the show last night. Zoe, Claire and Claire. Now, of course, we did catch up with NASA earlier on this week, and we all know he loves a reality television show, Conspiracy Theory.
That's right.
He does.
So we're going to ask Claire, who is on the show next, to maybe shed some light on NASA's claim. He said this on the show on Tuesday.
The Bachelor, right, as you know, he wasn't the first pick for The Bachelor, but they got him anyway. I hate to tell all your audiences, but The Bachelor is mic'd up and he's fed lies.
Quite the claim.
That's a big claim. Because that means it's even more fake than we first thought.
Well, we'll find out next from Claire. Kicked off The Bachelor last night. We'll do it after. See ya together. Currently 11 degrees out at Warners Bay this morning. 21 the top there right now. Claire from The Bachelor is here. I'm just a bachelor. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for a partner. Yeah, of course. The Bachelor continues 7:30 tonight on Win. Off the show last night is Claire. She joins us now. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are we?
We are doing good, doll. Off the show last night. Overall, how was the experience? Were you into it? Did they edit you the right way? What's the go?
Yeah, overall the experience was actually so much fun. I had the best time. I definitely got edited, I think, pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see too much of me, but there's a few glimpses, and I think luckily in those few moments you get to see me, I'm generally looking pretty happy and smiling.
Good.
Yeah, which is good. I remember always thinking, like, just make sure you're smiling and you don't have your resting bitch face on. So.
They shot your good side. You looked good. Yeah. You looked good, Claire.
Always look happy.
Claire, what's it like behind the scenes? Because you always hear of scandals that, you know, producers sort of like feed you guys drinks and, you know, start a rumour so a little bit of drama unfolds. Did you find that was the case in your season?
No, not at all. To be honest, the producers don't... They're there, but they don't do anything throughout. Like, they're not... But if you want to have a chat because you're struggling with something during the cocktail party or something's going on, they're there to have a chat with you. But I never saw them interfere or tell girls to do anything. They are constantly monitoring our drinks. They're making sure we're okay.
That's good to hear.
Whispering things in your ear.
Also, just going back to the cocktail party, do you get to keep the dresses? Are they on loan?
I wish we got to keep the dresses. No. Unfortunately, designers are kind enough to loan them to us and we get to wear them and be princesses for the night, but unfortunately it's back into our old drabby clothes the next day.
What if you spill some champers down the front? Like, is that a Channel 10 thing or do you have to pay for it yourself?
No, luckily if a bit of champagne spilt, it gets taken to the dry cleaners room. But yeah, luckily...
Love that. Now, so, Claire, so are you aware of a guy called NASA who was on Maths?
No, I don't think so.
So NASA's basically an ex-reality show contestant who's really, you know, in the last few years tried to extend his 15 minutes. And let me tell you, he's an opinionated guy and he has all of these crazy reality TV conspiracy theories. And he was on our show on Tuesday and he had a pretty bold claim about Lockie and what's happening on the show. So I'm going to play you some audio and I hope you can shed some light on NASA's conspiracy theory. Here it is.
The Bachelor, right, as you know, he wasn't the first pick for The Bachelor, but they got him anyway. I hate to tell all your audiences, but The Bachelor is mic'd up and he's fed lies.
True or not true, do you think?
I can actually confirm it is not true. In one of the chats Lockie and I had, we chatted about, we had a joke about him having an earpiece and he... actually was like, look into my ears, there is no earpiece. So I can confirm, I personally have looked in his ears and there is no earpiece. During the cocktail party, he is fully on his own.
How's his ear hygiene? Is there a bit of the old orange wax in there? Does it look like, you know, there's something that he doesn't get it cleaned out too often? Or how's it look?
I can confirm, they're pretty clear. They're pretty clean and... I didn't see too much going on, so luckily, you know, he seems to have good ear hygiene.
Love that.
Yeah, big turn off if you see a little bit of crust in there.
Some people, it looks
nobody
like...
nobody wants that, but, you know, he's the Bachelor, so he's got to have a level of cleanliness.
Yeah.
Some people, it looks like they've got a spoon and scraped up the bottom of a dirty bath and all the scum. It's gross.
This is a great conversation. I love this.
You know what, Claire, on what NASA said just about, you know, Lockie being the third choice to be this year's Bachelor, does it make you feel better seeing that he didn't pick you and that, you know that he might have been the third choice for this role?
Look, I don't know if it's true or not, whether or not he was the first, whether or not he was the third. I think it just depends on, you know, it was my experience and yeah. whether... a different bachelor. I could have gone home the first night with a different bachelor. I could have found love with a different bachelor. Like,
that's
it just,
right.
It's completely dependent. It wasn't the case, so don't want to dwell on who it could have been. It might have been Liam Hemsworth, I'm just saying. but...
Well, Claire, yeah. You sound like a very reasonable woman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, what's
thanks
your,
for having me.
What's your Instagram handle, Claire, if anyone wants to follow you?
Oh, it's Claire Ellen Lange.
Oh, so good. Okay, well, you're great on the show. Thanks for joining us. A great chat this morning. The Bachelor continues 7:30 tonight on Win, Jade.
But our love story continues on this show with Wedding at Your Door. We're giving five couples the opportunity to get married this October 9th. One after the other, we're driving to their doors and getting them hitched. We're going to meet another couple after this, Nicole and Simon.
Can't wait. It's 8:19 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Alanis Morissette with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:26. You know what time it is, guys. It's time to give away another wedding.
On
UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
the Novos. The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
We are all about love on this show.
It's your wedding station.
It is. And we're proud of it because we love love. And we are giving five couples a chance to tie the knot on October 9th. We're about to meet our fourth couple, Nicole and Simon. Nicole's joining us now, though.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, how are you feeling, first of all? Obviously, this is going to be a huge day. Are you nervous, excited, happy?
I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I actually thought I'd be upset because I'm not doing like the big wedding thing, but I'm actually not. I'm still excited that I'm actually getting married. I'm still on a high from it.
So, Nicole, have you or Simon been married before?
No.
First time walking down the aisle or the hallway?
Absolutely.
Oh, down the hallway.
Down the hallway where you can do your own little red carpet down the, like a little hall runner.
Yeah, we've got a good hallway for it.
Oh, amazing. So, Nicole, we are going to make it as special as possible. It'll almost be like a pop-up wedding in your front garden, essentially. So, first question, I know that you and Simon met on MySpace. Tell us a bit about that. What a great story.
Yeah, well, like I was just like you young teenager, like scrolling through MySpace, and I found him, and we started talking online and whatnot, and we exchanged numbers, and he'd ring me like really late at night while I was meant to be asleep to go to school the next day. Like, this is when I was like near 11 and 12.
Yeah.
And, he'd give me a call and we'd have a chat. We'd chat for hours.
Oh, that's so nice.
It got to the point where he actually called me that much that he actually made his phone bill too expensive for him to pay at that one stage. So we actually lost contact for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, because he got disconnected.
Yeah, well, he got disconnected, basically. And I still had his phone number, like, taped into my head. And one day I thought, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
And it worked.
He got it connected again.
He got it connected again.
Oh, that's true love.
It is.
We had both, like, I got a boyfriend and he got himself a girlfriend. But we reconnected and we started talking again. And then...
threw the other two out.
Yeah,
get back together.
Dumped the other ones. Exactly. The fakies.
Amazing.
You're gone.
Yeah. Do either of you have kids?
Pardon?
Do you have kids together?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, lovely. And what are their ages?
5, 3, and 1.
Oh, they must be so excited, Mum and Dad are getting married.
They are.
Oh, this is lovely.
My middle daughter, she actually keeps saying to me, Mum, I want to get married.
Oh,
that's so nice. Well, they can be little flower girls and stuff. You can set all that up. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Nicole, we're so happy to have you guys on board. It's going to be great. Nicole and Simon from Rutherford will be marrying them, as Jade said, on October 9th. It's going to be an incredible day. One day left to enter, guys. NewFM.com.au. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And thank you to our mates at Chase Limousines, Newcastle Food and Flower.
Flower Markets for hooking us up and helping us with our little surprises that we have in store for these couples.
That's right. And don't forget, it's all happening in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be our next big Facebook Live event, so you can watch the whole thing from wherever you are at work or whatever. We'll be cruising around, going from house to house, marrying these people. It's going to be incredible.
Well, we're almost the lucky ones, because we get to be in a limo all day.
And we get to go to 5 weddings.
Each couple gets to pick a song as well. We're going to have an acoustic singer there as well to sing each couple a song. It's going to be great, like a wedding road train.
Awesome stuff.
Love this. New song up next with Hamish. And stick around, big local story today. Craig Clark, the absolute champion, of course, swam from Cathos to Nobby's 36 kilometres in 12 hours. An absolute legend. We're going to catch up with him next to find all about his big day yesterday after this at New FM. Good morning. Brando, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 13 degrees at Catherine Hill Bay. Now, we're chatting to a local legend right now. I think it's only fitting that we play this, guys.
Just awesome.
He is a champion.
Yes, his name is Craig Clark. 12 hours in the water yesterday, Crevo.
And cold too, from Catherine Hill Bay all the way up to Newcastle. 36 kilometres. That blows my mind.
Craig, how are you feeling, brother?
Very sore. Very sore, but happy sore and know why I am.
Now, tell us a bit about why you did it, just briefly.
Well, it came about really initially because I was meant to be. I'd done pretty much 3 years of preparation to swim the English Channel this year, and for the obvious reasons, I couldn't fly there. And with just with less than sort of 2 months' notice before I was due to fly there, and it's one of them things. I just didn't want to just let all that sort of training and very unique preparation for the English Channel just sort of amount to nothing. Sort of put together a local plan to swim the equivalent distance.
Well, look, you're going to be very proud of yourself because your shoulder actually gave out mid-swim and you swam with one arm for majority of your swim. It's absolutely incredible. How's it feeling now?
Yeah, it's very sore. Nobody will touch it for a little while yet. But in a couple of days, that'll be something that I can get looked at. But it was really the section along Redhead Bluff that brought that on. I was feeling really strong getting to Redhead, which is 2/3 of the journey.
Enough
to it. But then Redhead Bluff, it was very cruel. And but basically what happened there is the high tide hitting against the bluff for such a long distance that it sort of creates turbulence going sort of sideways both ways. And to try to get through that, sort of have to change your stroke, has to be much shorter and punch into the swell. And doing that for 2 hours just
would have killed you.
It was just it was almost like torturous. But
you did it. Tell me, you're obviously a long time in the water, 12 hours. Did you see any sharks? Because that was my first thought when I heard about this story. I'm like, wow! Imagine the sea life you would have encountered. Were there any like makos out there or?
No, not at all. And I had. The support crews that I had out there were awesome, apart from my personal support crew in the boat. Also had the Lake Macquarie City Council lifeguards with me the whole way, and that was their specific task, looking for any trouble like that.
Good.
There was none, and they were all set up to pull me out of the water straight away if that happened.
If need be.
Unfortunately, they didn't need to do that.
Fantastic.
And, to all the fishermen, I can't even say I saw anything that would have interested them either.
Now, it was very cold overnight. Did you do anything to deal with that? You rubbing yourself with lard or something to stave off the cold?
Yeah. So I do. Well, it's not so much the cold. You just it's more about acclimatizing. That was a big part of my preparation.
Yeah.
And the only way you acclimatize is to throw yourself into it.
Yep.
And I'd done that for the last three winters. So I was actually ready for that. And ironically, the very last swim I did before yesterday was in Merriweather Bars, where it was just on 13.5 degrees water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after that the old Antarctic blob that hit us on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, so I actually, when I first hit the water, I actually, strange as it sounds, actually thought that it was okay. I wouldn't quite say warm, but I certainly felt it was okay. As the afternoon set in, was the first time that I actually felt cold.
And your voice went really high as well, which was weird.
Yeah. And the wind swung around to the beach and I didn't want it to, so that's what I was swimming into it, so that's what made the everything about the second or the leg from redhead into novice really tough.
Craig, what a moment. You sound like Iron Man, but you know, you did this for an incredible
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman's more fitting, but you did this for a great cause. You actually raised funds for the mental health charity Beyond Blue. You've managed to raise, I think, $13,000 was where it was last at. Can people still donate to your incredible swim?
Yeah, yes, they can. It's actually up to nearly 18,500 now.
Good job. Oh, brilliant. Amazing. Well done, man. That's so good.
Where can they donate that money to?
It's on my Facebook site, which is called Coles for Newcastle Swim. Just Facebook site. It's publicly accessible. The link's on there.
Yeah.
And I could potentially post it to the link somewhere else, but that just hit the link and you're there, which
we'll pop it up on our Facebook.
Certainly works a lot better than, unfortunately, the tracking link did yesterday.
Yeah, that's
good stuff.
Easy to find. Look, you should be very proud of yourself. You've done a great job and for a great cause as well. Thanks for joining us this morning, Craig.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Craig, I'm going to play this again for you. Take a bow, my friend. There he is.
Local Craig Clark.
Good job, man. We've got last calls after this. So if there's anything on your mind or anything you want to talk about, maybe you want to, give a big shout out there to Craig, 13 10 09.
Yeah, taking your calls after this. It's 8:49 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Looking like a gorgeous day out there today. The sun is shining, tops of 21 degrees in Maitland today and on the coast. It's time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls.
This is where you can call up and you can talk to us about anything you want. If something's on your mind, good, bad, you just got a question, maybe we can answer it. 13 10 09.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Belinda.
Hey, Belinda, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Now, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Real estate agents.
Oh. Good or bad?
Bad. Oh. I've been renting for 5 years and they told me they were going to get an investor to buy my house. And an investor put an offer in and then they said to the investor, just hold off. And then they got a private person to put it higher. So now I have to move.
That's so annoying, because obviously if it was an investor, you could have just stayed on,
yeah, but now I've got to move and I've got so much shit, it's not funny.
So you obviously love the house that you're in, Belinda. Where are you living?
Midowie. I wanted to buy it, but I couldn't get finance because I'm casual.
That's really annoying. Hey, the good thing is, if you are looking to sort of buy or whatever, like they're saying, like the next few months there's going to be like a fair few houses on the market, so maybe you can get something, or even rental's supposed to be a bit cheaper now.
I hope so.
So hopefully you can get like a better place for the same money.
Will and deal with the, because I think Trevor, you were saying like they were offering people
like discounts on rentals.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you like get out there, be aggressive.
Yeah. Oh man, I am. I'm aggressive.
Hey, Belinda, what area do you think you'll move to? You're going to stick around Madawi way, or?
Yeah, I got to stay here for my kids because it's just too hard to cart them around with school. So.
Yeah, of course. And once they've got all friends made and everything, you don't want to be moving them around.
No,
very good. Well, hopefully you get a new place that's way better.
Yeah, good luck.
Sending you love and good vibes, Belinda. Thank you for your call. NASA's on the phone, guys. So obviously, on the show on Tuesday, he basically said that The Bachelor's rigged and that Lockie is wearing an earpiece on the show. Nas, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Hello. Now, NASA...
Wait, what's going on?
NASA...
Yes.
Now, you went a bit far last time. People weren't happy. We got calls, we got messages. They said, how dare NASA be so rude about people? So, look, it's okay. Like, you just, you know...
Just keep it
under control today.
Look, the listeners, please, understand, I'm the voice of the people. I'm just, like, what people tell me, I just translate it. So please understand, it's not being rude, it's what people say. Like, no one's going to come up and say, oh, you know, Husey or whatever. I'm prepared to say that because that's what the people want to say, but they're too afraid, you see. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm the voice of the people.
Yeah, it's your opinion.
Well, NASA, something else we wanted to get you on for quickly today is you said this on our show on Tuesday. It's quite a big claim.
The Bachelor, right, as you know, he wasn't the first pick for The Bachelor, but they got him anyway. I hate to tell all your audiences, but The Bachelor is mic'd up and he's fed lines.
Now, Nas, we did just speak to one of the eliminated contestants from last night's show, Claire, and we asked her that very question, and she had this to say.
I can actually confirm it is not true. In one of the chats, Lockie and I had, we chatted about we had a joke about him having an earpiece, and he actually was like, look into my ears, there is no earpiece. But I can confirm, I personally have looked in his ears and there is no earpiece.
Okay, let me, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. The thing is, right, Claire's got to understand the poor love, right, that when they do one-on-one, of course there's no earpiece, right, so, because you can't. It's when he tells all the other girls, you see, so all the other girls, like, yes, I like her or I like him or da-da-da-da, that's when the earpiece is in and they tell him what to say.
When it's one-on-one,
it's completely different when it's one-on-one because, well, it's not. So he's got to sort of come up with this bollocks to say to the girl, oh, you know, you're my favourite and I don't really like the others, right? Blah, blah, blah. And then she gets all gooey and melts in the chair. But realistically, when he's with all the others, Claire needs to understand that, darling, I've been in this now for a long time and I've done many shows.
How many shows have you done, NASA?
I've done 4 or 5 shows.
First dates, you've done maps. What else have you done?
Well, there's Maths, Trial by Cole, Porn Stars Australia, First Dates, you know, and now I'm doing Jab or Fab. I mean, really, come on, Claire. Darling, you've been in one show. You know, you're either, you know, taken by this tall, bearded, tattooed man, or you're not really clever, but definitely mic'd up. And I can tell you from this, and pass this on to Claire, right, I have friends in the production, and they've said it to me, so I wouldn't claim it if no one... Yeah. Come from inside.
No, it's good insight. I actually believe you, NASA, on this
look
one.
Look at you, typical Jade, flip-flopping when it comes to NASA. Thank you, NASA.
I really do. I do believe that he's correct on that one. Because you hear some of the stuff they say and, you know, you're spinning that, the same thing. You know how hard it is to spin the same thing over and over again.
So you reckon?
In our job, like in, you know, promotions we have, we've got to try to do it in a different way. Imagine doing that for 20-plus women
on a show,
making them all feel special.
Do you think Claire, who we had on the show, seemed like a lovely girl, do you think she's full of it then? Do you reckon there was an earpiece?
No, I think there wasn't an earpiece when she was doing the one-on-ones, but NASA's scenario is different. I think they're both right.
Okay. All right.
Well, last call here. We're running a bit late, but we need to get this on
the air
this morning, Crevo.
Yeah. Marianne, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. And yourself?
Doing great this morning. We're having a great time. What did you want to talk about?
I was listening to your show the other day, and you had a man on there, and his name was Brian.
Yeah. I remember Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was talking about his life story, and I'm thinking, that sounds like me. He didn't want to get divorced. He's not on Tinder.
Yeah, so Marianne, this is the guy who called us up in last calls and said, you guys, instead of giving away 5 weddings, should give away 5 divorces instead.
Bold claim.
And you think he sounds like your kind of man.
Yeah.
So you want to go on a date with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's make this happen, guys.
Let's try and organise that.
Now, Marianne, tell me, do you Well, you obviously don't care what he looks like because you're going off the sound of his voice. Was it something about his voice that you thought, oh, Brian?
This sounds like a sexy man.
I thought he sounded like a really genuine...
Yeah.
Genuine, person. Really nice.
Would you...
Really nice man.
So, idea, on tomorrow's show, Marianne, would you like a radio date with Brian?
Oh, no.
We'll get you on the air. We'll have a chat. You guys can have a chat, ask some questions, and then we can. You guys can exchange numbers if you want to go further. No commitment then.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, all right.
All right, done. We'll do that on the show tomorrow. Hold on the line for us. Don't hang up. Jackson will get you details, and we'll go from there.
Oh, we're like Cupids.
I know. We love love on this
so
show.
So unexpected.
We're doing weddings. We're doing, like, match-ups for people that don't even like weddings.
Well, you know what? We have really nice listeners, like genuine people.
It's so good.
You know, I'm glad that two listeners might have the opportunity to hook up because they've got something in common, us.
Yeah, so that's quite nice, love of divorce, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackson, 105 commercial-free kicking off in minutes, mate.
Yes,
what's
it
on the way?
Panic at the Disco's High Hopes.
Good song, good tune.
Not too bad. This guy's smooth, right? Michael Bublé.
I love Michael Bublé.
Yeah, just haven't met you yet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is designed for me, this playlist.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
It's very uplifting this morning.
It is. It's good.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.